Block for He's So Worth It Ministries, March 27th, 2019. A surefire way to get out of the doldrums. I wrote this blog originally about 5 years ago, but the truths are timeless and worth revisiting. So here we go. I've been feeling down a lot lately. Not constantly, but too frequently for my taste. One of the reasons has been chronic back pain. Being in pain has always been difficult for me. Can anyone relate? Plus, yesterday I went to a funeral, which always stirs up missing Ed, my dear husband now 4 years gone. On top of that, we've had gloomy, wet weather. Certainly, I'm not the only one experiencing the blues today. It's okay to be sad once in a while, but the Lord doesn't want us to stay depressed all the time. Through the years, my wonderful Lord has taught me how to encourage myself in Him. There are many things He has taught me, but one way that always works in getting me out of the doldrums is to praise and worship Him. This morning, the Lord led me to reread my gratitude journal penned in 2010, my first year as a widow. Within its pages was a love letter to God. I have discovered that whenever I reread this letter, I am always lifted up. So it was no surprise that once again my faithful God came through. The reason this works is because of truths in these verses. Sacrifice thank offerings to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. Psalm 50, 14-15 and 23. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Hebrews 13:15-16. Praising and thanking God during difficult times is a sacrifice. It's a laying down of our feelings on the altar as a way to express our love and worship to Him. It is His just due. After all, didn't He sacrifice everything in order that we may be reconciled back into a right relationship with Him? Interestingly, by praising and thanking God during hardship, a way is made for God to reveal His deliverance out of the doldrums. See Psalm 50:23. Praising God pleases Him. And when God is pleased, He likes to tell us. At least that has been my experience. So this morning, I was overwhelmed with the sense of His presence and pleasure in my choice to thank Him, despite my physical pain and melancholy. And in His presence, there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. But you know what? Even if God didn't lift my spirits, I would still try to praise Him, no matter how I may feel at any given moment. It is what He deserves. How could I not thank Him for redeeming my pitiful soul from hell? Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies, which includes feelings, as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Romans 12:1. So until next time, my friends, choose to praise God whenever you are down and watch your spirits rise. The way up is found by lifting His name up.